Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today I'm really thrilled because I have Catherine J. Wen together with me. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Greg. Dear audience, everyone listening, warm welcome also from my side. Thank you so much for having me in your podcast, Greg. Warm welcome.
Thank you very much. I am really super thrilled to have this discussion because we had several pre-discussion and you are really a great person, a thought leader, and I'm super thrilled to ask you some questions because I am quite sure the audience will profit a lot from your insights and everything what you are sharing with us. Therefore, in advance, thank you very much for your time, Catherine.
My pleasure.
Before we deep dive in learning about your roles, for example, as a board member, as a big expert in megatrends, in AI, and your futuristic vision, we would like to learn more about you. And therefore, Catherine, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone there. Catherine Jayen. So I'm a five-time board member in Switzerland, the German part of Switzerland, as well in Suisse-Romand, the French-speaking part of Switzerland, and in Germany, mostly in AI and IT tech backgrounds. With regard to my topics, I stand for as AI tech, future, finance, and boards. These are my three topics. I've got four lecturing mandates, three with different universities in Germany, for one of them for the MBA masterclass and in Switzerland, and one of the lecturing mandates with Global Digital Board Academy, where we certify, train, and have the community for future board members. And I'm a jury member. I've got two mandates there for the Digital Shapers Switzerland Technology Initiative. I'm quite active also in the startups field, such as a jury member and advisor. And one will be new from this year on for ETH, which is a renowned university here in Switzerland. Then operationally, I'm also the chair of the AI Future Council of the Swiss Future Institute here in Switzerland and quite active as a speaker for the DACH region. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Catherine, for this insight. I think a lot of activities and I already feel the energy in this discussion and your energy and therefore such a lot of mandates. But perhaps to learn a bit more about you, which values drive you in life?
Oh, that's a tricky and a quite personal one at the start. Since early childhood, sense it, you feel it. I'm when I was small, it was not that much about consciously knowing it or consciously learning it or somebody telling you. That was, I think, deep from me inside. Before getting to that one, I think everybody has its own triggers and your unique story, what makes you, you becoming you, I'd like to say, on the way. It's for me rather a path and a point and you ever you reach it or not. For me, my driving values are high intrinsic motivation, discipline, endurance, resilience, yeah, to go for more, what is maybe not that obvious what is given to you from the first glance, and maybe also combined with struggle, fight, and really the willingness to go higher, go one step further. And it's especially interesting when then you might face one or two challenges, barriers on the way. The question is how you deal with them and how it makes you change. It makes you weaker or it makes you stronger in your willingness and your determination becoming you.
I really liked it. And I really like your, let's say, if we use an American word, your hustle, your tenacity to come through all the difficulties and get every day better. But I would really like to kick off this discussion, this game, and learn more about you. You mentioned at the beginning you have several board member roles. The first question and the easiest one is how to get there. But joke aside, not only how to get there, but what key challenges are you facing in today's evolving business as a board member?
There are many ways to get there. And there are also many ways not to get there. Not to get there, blindly sharing your CVs to everyone. Don't. Yeah. Another way not to get there, because before I may get to the other point, is simply hoping, doing nothing and staying somehow invisible under the radar, and that you hope, well, you're performing so well, one day somebody will see it, get to you and ask you the question of all question. Would you like to get this first board mandate? Yeah, this is not going to happen usually. How you get there? This is not that easy, because there are many competitors, many peers, and many great people, women and men, who would like to get there. Yeah, especially in our time, we got a high demand on that and a lot of feedback. So there are many ways. One is to place yourself early, and I'd like to keep it simple to start. Take action. That is most important. Every marathon starts with a first step into the right direction. So really do keep going and maybe combine a few of your different actions into the right direction instead of only putting everything on one horse. Yeah, you can go over headhunters. You can have it through the right network connection. I'd like to say network is net worth. It also, of course, depends on you, how you place yourself, what are from your values, capabilities, skills, like to say hire for the white people, mindset, train for skills. It will be a combination. Yeah. A certain seniority level that you are head of director, leading top management might be expected from you on that seniority level. Yeah, that is simply given as one of the basics. And it's the overall constellation. And at the end, if you put the little cherry on your cake, a little bit of a lucky punch as a combination, are you there at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, and spotting light on yourself to say, these are my cards I put on the table, my value, this is my profile, go for it. For the next board mandate.
Thank you, Catherine. And perhaps, what are the key challenges of a board member in today's evolving business world?
The pressure is getting not less. The key challenge, you need to be highly adaptive. If you ask me subjectively, I'm not saying it needs to be there for everyone, but my subjective experience and picturing that one being in five board mandates is highly adaptive learning. Things are going quickly. There's always this question with regard to generalist or expertise, being the expert in one of the fields, or going into a combination. Yeah, there comes the boring consultant answer. It depends. It really depends in this case. Yeah, what is asked from you, what they demand. Usually, they will let you know if there's a certain profile within a certain branch role, or whether they create a complete new profile. Yeah, there is certainly a plus if you are highly adaptive. If you are into today's and future trends, digitalization, tech, on top of what you've studied or in combination, and if you can tell about the whole story as a round-shaped story. Then go for it.
That's really, really interesting. Thank you for this value that you are sharing with us. It looks like more a course or a keynote and not a podcast, but we are on a podcast, and therefore, thank you very much for the value that you are sharing. At board level, I am quite sure you are speaking also about mega trends. Which emerging mega trends do you see as most influential in shaping today's finance business, or if you want, also in general?
Well, there are so many, yeah, within AI spotting now, more and more getting humanized, whereas the question would be that we are moving to an upper level, and is this really wished? So If I may, a bit of background to keep the whole picture here is they seem to be two factions. The one class say like, okay, we want to copy the human. Yeah, because some humans we find us so great that we like to copy ourselves like this. And the other was our class says like, okay, is this it? Is this the smart way to go? Of course, AI by nature is not human. It could reach far beyond. And should we simply copy like what is starting with the easy basic questions? What is intelligence? When you have per science, the definitions, the different classes of intelligence from cognitive, from musical, from emotional, from text understanding, and so on, from image, from combinations. And what is in the AI EQ test? And the other faction is going far, far more than that. Going into finance, only to give some spots and examples. There's from robo-advisory to chatbots to zero or low commission trading to complete digital onboarding identification processes. Once upon a time, you had a consultant in between, gave you, okay, this is the KPI performance and you can do these trades. Listen, this is the visualization of your portfolio cake. There you might underperform, there you might perform, overperform. This is the market. This is your individual risk preferences profile. And this is like this matching and you might go and all this. There is, I dare to say, no necessity for that anymore. I'm doing everything I can totally automized. You need to know how and then you can do it. That is, at the end of the day, under the line, you save a hell lot of time, money, because time is money, and effort, and maybe also of frustration or what is coming behind. And you need to know with all the AI technology, what's all in place from trades, alerts, performance, automized, optimizing the whole processes, yeah, and the reports and all these KPIs and what you can pull on demand. One thing I like to claim and I make close here is you are ultimately responsible for all the actions you take and for all the actions you don't take. Yeah, so there is nobody else to blame here. If you fully go in and start getting educated and using, play, learn, and grow with the possibilities given.
Thank you. You are already speaking about artificial intelligence and AI is changing the business, and you mentioned that already. How can you keep yourself up to date on this topic? Every day, something new pop-ups, new hardware, new large language model, new generative AI, new deep mining solution. How are you doing that?
AI is here to stay. And it has been here far before November 2022. Now it's simply aware of a whole mass and everybody's like talking about it. Everyone seems to be from the scientist, business man, business woman to the bus driver. Everyone is like, oh, okay. And giving you one concrete example, if I may, like from university lecturing, I mentioned before, I've got a few minutes as well as a university lecturer. 8 years ago, nobody was talking about AI. Nobody was. And now here it's like really all these lecture and the general meetings, we are called in for university AI meetings everywhere. It's like so crazy. When it started, like, we need to do something. Like, how do we put the lines new? How do we reflect and judge, evaluate the students' work and all these spots? What I want to say to go back to a bit higher level, bigger picture, yes, it's definitely here to stay. It has obviously a lot of tremendous, really a tremendous impact. Yeah. It's shaping entire business models. It's reshaping roles. Yeah. I know some people are a bit worried about their jobs. Will it stay? Will it go? Well, it will be different. The jobs, the entire industries, the business model, the branches, and how you tell the whole story also for the client, knowing that the possibilities will grow and how you keep yourself For me, I'm personally totally convinced of it, and I'm doing it myself. Therefore, I may share with you, Greg, and your audience, get educated and start doing, most of all, start. Nobody needs to know all, nothing is perfect, but jump on this train. It's because it's really highly on high speed dynamic. And if you don't be literate, it's like literacy. Yeah, you have got the financial literacy, you've got the technology and AI literacy. If you are one of the not literate person, it's definitely you are giving the advantage to others. And there's so much potential, I'm sure, also for your business, yeah, to be shaped on. Start and get educated.
Thank you, Catherine. You have a really in-depth know-how of these topics, and you're able to explain that in a very simple manner and staying really on a strategic level. And therefore, super keen to ask you also one or two questions about leadership. What's your vision for future leadership and organizational structure in the face of all these technological changes?
Leadership is about people. And same, we have so much today. It's like bombarding you. It's not, I may say, from the classical, yeah. You've got your box, you've got your expectation management, you've got your maybe, these are your goals, you simply go for it, the analog or classical leadership once upon a time. Now the demand is getting higher, the pressure not less, as mentioned before, and the technology developments and everything seems to be parallel, and you are flooded with information. Everybody is expecting so much more from you also as a leader. So what to do with that one? Being highly adaptive, I mentioned before, for me is grounding or as a whole rooftop, combining all this, much more than 1, 2, 3 leadership skills. Hire for people and hire for attitude, trained for skills. You might have highly skilled people, but nobody wants to work with a difficult person. Yeah. Yeah. So definitely it's the combination. It's definitely an advantage being highly adaptive, have the right attitude mindset, and also being humble, stay open. As a leader, what's leader today? Yeah. To be, if you can and really go for it, or only do it if you're convinced, be the role model yourself. That is, include yourself. Don't exclude yourself. Don't say, okay, only we delegate the work that makes me a leader. The title, the salary package that makes you a leader, the org chart that you are now moving a bit higher in the org chart that makes you a leader. So by the way, I am asking, you already sense that's not the case. Yeah. Really, all the core package, it's much more than that. And I dare to say that in good times, when the sun shines and everything is stable and you've got only title, org chart, salary package, everybody can be a leader. Yeah. If she, he wants, but not everybody wants it, because when the rough time comes, the windy, stormy times, the over hours, the really difficult communication, heavy loaded decisions to take and the consequences, who wants to be leader? Yeah. Who wants and remain endurance, resilience to be that leader? Yeah. So to finish that one, it's definitely changing, adaptive, highly qualitative, and be a good leader today. And now it's up to date now. We get it over the media quite often, Greg. Go back to office. Let's bring the people back to office. Well, why are people willing or going back to office? Because you force them? Why are people going to office? Because of other people. Yeah. So we make them. Yeah. It's all about not giving the external order, but bringing this intrinsic internal light to burn and to understand and triggering those people in a positive sense, to deliver more and living up to the best side. That's what a leader brings today forward.
Thank you, Catherine. I really like the way that you are sharing that, really focusing on people and on soft skills. And therefore, perhaps we could quickly double click on this topic. What qualities do leaders need in the digital age to navigate challenges and opportunities in an effective manner.
Nowadays, curiosity, openness to learn, definitely, to adapt for yourself, and that can be challenging. There are so many things easily said in words, but really hard carried out every day in good times, as I mentioned before, and in the rough times where it's not so fancy and not so popular to get it in. Definitely open to live up to the role model, what I mentioned before. Include yourself, live it up. Be really one in the boat and make your hands dirty. Don't sit on your phone. Leadership in that definition, I'm convinced, and that in long term, really pull. If everybody's pulling that boat out of the dirt, you are one of the leaders pulling with your team. Yeah, this is expected. And moreover, especially today, the complexity rises. If you can somehow break it down in simplicity, reducing complexity for yourself and the way you tell stories, picture it, make it easy. Yeah. Don't start with the most complex algorithm programmation. If we talk about AI to bring it to people, yeah, this the high level, buzzwords only, the deepest level where people are totally lost. What the heck? What are you talking about? Yeah, we are not IT. Yeah, and the middle level, make it juicy, make it, I like to say, I'm a fan of edutainment. Education, absorb as much as you can, combined with entertainment. Yeah, entertain your people a bit and involve them. You don't need to talk all time. You can bring the ball. It's a ping pong. So this is my Asian. I like to say ping pong. Yeah. And bring them in. Yeah. Make others talk. Make others tell their story too. You will understand them better. They feel highly identified. Yeah. And responsible ultimately. And by telling their story, what do you need? Ask questions and listen. Highly, highly recognized leaders listen and first ask before telling, oh, what they know better. We don't. Yeah, it's every day. It's a learning process. The day you end and feeling confident is fine. Overconfident of feeling you are the leader and I know everything, the day you lose. Yeah, that is, I think it's a combination of skill set and mindset, definitely, and being open, aware, and spotting quite quickly. We don't have that much time. Social media, all these channels flooding. It's not only mails. Yeah, and you know this, by growing followership and then by growing team, and you have internal, external communication, all these information bombarding, the newest technologies. Oh, it's another option. How do we deal with it internally? How we deal with it with compliance? Do we have some rules? What's with regard to data policy? Oh, okay. And what are our business cases? Break down the complexity one after the other. Talk to those involved. Finance, it's a different case. Finance, marketing, sales. And may I close with this one, Greg? Top down. So many things are expected from common people, from your dear great employees. Yeah, but don't just leave it open. Even if you don't know, say frankly, I don't know at the moment, but I do know, yeah, these trends, these things are coming. So let's brainstorm together. Let's say half of a glass is full. This is what we do know. And let's move on as a boat team together on the way. And it's going to be fine.
You mentioned extremely important things, speaking two out. One is what you said at the end. We are a team. And yes, there is one leader, but the teams make the difference. And it's like in soccer or football, you can only win the game if the complete team work together, focused on a target and not only one deciding for all the others. And the second thing, it's a fan fact, you mentioned ping pong. After a bad injury in soccer and football, my physician told me I was required to find a new sport, and I started playing ping pong and tennis table, and it was really, really a great experience also to learn to concentrate myself for the game, to play in the game. And I think this is also an important leadership quality, and I see that also in this discussion. You are extremely concentrated, focused on what you are doing now on this episode, not thinking about all the other meetings that you will have today. And knowing that you are really a busy thought leader, busy lady, and taking care of your time, I think we need to conclude this game here. But I still have three questions for you. for the extra time, the last 3-4 minutes of this episode. In 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
Oh my gosh. Did you know, Greg, 10 years ago, we were talking about the beginnings of AI. Look where we stand today. Do you still remember the manual work we had to do with XYZ and how much admin it costs? Or do you still remember your daily business job was once upon a time as that? And we are so much more efficient, aware, and have many more resources, which is, again, I like to bridge, you are ultimately yourself responsible to use them, whether for Netflix, whether for being productive on whatever you like to waste your spot off on in your business. And all these thoughts might come up quicker as we think. Or, and here I dare to say, some things will remain the same. So people who complain may complain. Yeah, and people who say like, oh, I never have time will still say, I never have time. Yeah, you might remember from the students' time, it's the same. Some get their work done and are efficient and others are not. And of course, we've got all these possibilities then, hopefully in a sensible, in a very sustainable, good way to use all these tools in future. Rounding up, at the end of the day, it's still about you, about the human sense, about your logic. Believe in yourself and act responsibly, yeah, for yourself and also for your team, for others, that you have ultimately, hopefully, a positive impact. And if it's just another person, that will make your day.
Thank you, Catherine. What's the best way to contact you?
You find me over LinkedIn, over Insta, over our company websites, Global Digital Board Academy, Swiss Future Institute. We've got a large, very good, growing community. I'm super thankful for that one. Also, Corporation Partners, where we are also listed on different websites as Corporation Partners. Simply drop me a message, yeah, over LinkedIn, over mail. Show notes.
Thank you. You are exactly sharing what I wanted to say. In the show notes, you will find all the contact details. And I think it's really worth it to follow Catherine. And now we are coming to my preferred question. Is the last question is Catherine's golden nugget. It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience.
Oh, that's a tricky and private one as well. For me, the golden nugget. Well, talking about transformation. For me, yes, I'm one of you. Guys and girls out there who listen and dear Greg. So I like to share with you, and also, though it's quite personal, yeah, definitely there is some change going on. Maybe some change are induced outside. Much better is from inside. So maybe a bit of me, if I may. One part for me is quite, I'm also a large part of me is introvert. So I like to observe. And as a kid, I observed a lot, and seeing other role models make such a difference, because what you see is what you can become, is what you get. And it motivated me to change for good, to change for positive, to make every day one step ahead. And one time, maybe you feel similar and know some of the situations. Maybe you're a businessman, businesswoman, maybe you're an employee. 9 to 5 or differently. Yeah? And maybe you get feedback. Maybe you get criticized. Maybe you face some challenging times. And whenever this happens, take your time for yourself. Ask yourself, if you were a fish in a box, what's limiting you? It might be you. It might be the box. But what if? What if one day you don't have this limitation? What if you were a fish swimming in the wide ocean? What are your true capabilities you can live up to? And this is my personal motivation. And I had one moment where I thought like, hey, I don't want to be one day, everybody's facing a last day on earth one day. Yeah. I don't want to have all these regrets. What if you could have done so much? Well, actually, you have all these skills. Why have you never tried when you were young? Da da da. Yeah, go for it. Cause again, I'm saying, cause you are ultimately responsible for yourself, for your actions, and for your non-actions. So if this was our only life, and I dare to say so, unless I was proven differently, yeah, go for it. I thought in one other moment of my transformation, hey, if it was a game, either I don't play or I play this game and I want to win. Whereas it can be several people who win, not only one, several, your team, yourself, your whole environment. You are not influencing only yourself, but all these other people surrounding you. So it's going in both ways. Last but not least, if I may finish with that one, Greg, is believe in yourself as if nobody else does. Don't feel frightened or setback or weakened if you sense at the beginning, because everybody started small. Some don't remember, but remember, everybody started small. Believe in yourself. Even at the beginning, not everybody's believing at you, or some doubt you can ever make it. Take this energy and put it into positive energy to grow. Now I will prove it to you all, because you ultimately can, and you are the producer of your life. It's your game, your life. Nobody else. Believe in you, and it will become your personal success, becoming you.
Catherine, thank you very much. I am not allowing myself to comment your golden nugget. That was the best possible motivational speech I listened this year. Thank you very much for your time on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Greg. And pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And to the audience, I hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. It was really a great episode and with outstanding insight from somebody with a lot of experience, a board member of several companies, a lecturer. And thank you very much to you. We love feedback. Feel free to contact Catherine or to contact me for any question. Thank you very much and bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!